Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Vav, and we will begin the last words on Daf Mem Hei on the base. As we have been learning, we've been learning the sugyas of the carbon shtei halechem. On Shavuos, the Torah in Parshas Emor describes that they brought a carbon, a number of kabanas, a number of animals as carbon oilab, and two kvasim as a carbon shlomim, actually shalmei tzibur. And we've learned that the Shalmei Tzibur, the two kvasim that were brought for the Shlomim, are very connected to the Shtei Halechem. In our previous shir, we discussed, and we will come back to that in Mitzvah Shem in today's shir, the Machloikis of Benanas and Rebbe Kiva, which is the primary carbon. Is the Lechem the primary, or is the kvasim the primary? Starts the Shia today, an opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, which both Benanas and Rabbi Kiva agree with. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hako Moidim Shem Huskaku Zuluzo. Everybody agrees that if the Shtei Halechem and the Kabbonis were attached, and the Gemara will describe in a moment how they become attached, Shem Akman says that then they are essential one to another. Ask the Gemara of Ezra Zikah Shalahem, how do they become attached, says the Gemara, by Shechita. By doing the Shechita on the Kvasim and the Lechem become attached to the degree that if one becomes disqualified, the other becomes disqualified. Meaning that if one of them will become disqualified, for example, let's say the Kvasim become disqualified, the halacha is that the Lechem is disqualified to the degree that even if other kvasim will now be designated, those original lechem will remain disqualified and a new lechem will have to be brought. Because once the lechem is disqualified, they remain permanently disqualified and another pair of kvasim cannot be attached to them, and so too vice versa. The Mefarshim discuss, the Rishonim discuss, if they become disqualified, how are we to look at it? If they become disqualified, can the Lechem be redeemed and that they can be used for other purposes, or does the Lechem remain permanently disqualified? It seems to be the opinion of most Rishonim that this Lechem remains permanently disqualified and cannot be rectified and under any circumstances. Ask the Gemara, Amar Ula, Baba Marava, and at the stroll they ask the following question. We know that the proper procedure to be followed with the Lechem and with the Kvasim is that the Lechem, that they should first be waved together, and after the wave, that's when Shechita is done. Ask the Gemara, but actually there are two Tanufas. There's one Tanufa before the Shechita, and there's another tenufa after the shechita. The Gemara now asks regarding the tenufa before the shechita. Does the tenufa oisazika, does the waving of the lechem and the kvasim together create an attachment as well? Or ein oisazika, does it not create an attachment? So the Karen Oira asked the obvious question. How can we have a havamina that it doesn't make, and it, how can we have a havamina that makes an attachment? If the tenufa already makes an attachment, then the shechita is after the tenufa. So how would Rav Yochanan begin the shir saying that the shechita makes an attachment if the tenufa already made an attachment? Answers the Karen Oira that since the halacha is that the tenufa is not makif, since the halacha is that the tenufa is not absolutely essential, Al Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, that began Al Shir, was referring to a situation where they didn't do Tanufa. When they didn't do Tanufa, clearly Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that the Shechita creates a Zika. Al Gemara is referring to a situation where they did the Tanufa. And the Gemara's question is, does the Tanufa create an attachment or not? Says the Gemara, it seems that partially, with Rabbi Yochanan, we ought to be able to answer this question from what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Gam Rabbi Yochanan, we began today's shiur with Rabbi Yochanan teaching us that Shechita is a Zika, that the Shechita creates an attachment. Isn't that a proof, Mechlau, the Tanufa ain't Isha Zika, that the Tanufa does not create an attachment? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Rabbi Yochanan, Gufa coming by the way. It's the Gemara's question is, how to understand what Rabbi Yochanan taught us? Is it Mishap Shita Leila Rabbi Yochanan? Is it obvious to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shechita Isha Zika, that only the Shechita creates the attachment, but Tanufa ain't Isha Zika, the Tanufa doesn't create the attachment? Or maybe the way to understand Rabbi Yochanan is that Pshita is Pshita Lei. Pshita, it's obvious to him, creates an attachment. But Tanufa is exactly a question to him. Mesapka Lei, does it or does it not create an attachment? And the Gemara remains with a tekel. Amalei Rabbi Huda Breit Barchanina Rafuna Breit Yerushua Vaksif, doesn't the Pasuk, when it says the words Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKayin, that we learned in the previous year, that is the Pasuk that Rabbi Kiva and Vananis were debating over, and that was the Pasuk that we were working with in establishing what is the essential Avoida, and that and the carbon of the Shtei Alechem, and that Pasuk is stated Basa Tanufik Siv. It's stated after the Tanufa, and that's the Pasuk that we just said, the Pasuk that Pligi, Bananas and Rekiva, that Bananas and Rekiva argue over. Isn't that a proof that that their machloikis about what's crucial and critical by the Shtei Alechem only begins after the Tanufa? Ask the Gemara, Ultameich, if that's your line of reasoning, Basa Tanufa, is that Pasuk only speaking about after the Tanufa took place? The Loi Basa Shechita? Doesn't that pasuk also, isn't that pasuk referring to after the Shechita? So obviously, and if that's the way we're going to understand that pasuk, then the din we began the shiur with, the din that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Shechita oisa zika, that the Shechita creates an attachment, would be a very difficult din, because the essentiality of the carbon only begins after the Shechita. Elamai Islachamemra, how must you define that Pasuk? Mi Karakai, that the Pasuk is referring before the Shechita. And even though the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yu Hashem L'Kayin, that it's going to be given to the Kayin, as we described in the previous year, and certainly it's only given to the Kayin after the Shechita, what the Gemara means is that even though the Pasuk is speaking about giving to the Kayin, which takes place after the Shechita, it refers to Dover Shasoif L'Kayin, something that will be eventually the Kayin, but now it's even before the Shechita. So it could be also before the Tanufa, and the Pasuk is speaking about before the Tanufa, about something, about the Shtei Alechem, which will be Soif L'Kayin, ultimately given to the Kayin. The Reminu, the Shechita asked the Gemara, is this true, that the Shechita creates this attachment, the Shechita Oysa Zika? Is it true that the Shechita creates this attachment? For a minute, ask the Gemara the following questions. The halacha is that when one brings a carbon taida, he has to bring along with the carbon taida 40 chalas. As we've learned, the 40 chalas actually represent 10 times 4. 4 different types, 10 of each. From these 40 chalas, as we will see, one of each of the four different types is given to the Kohen. The halacha is, says the Braisa, Achlei Nifras Halachma. The halacha is that if the chala crumbles, the halacha is that that chala becomes disqualified. We know that they become disqualified because we learned from the Lechem Aponim, that by the Lechem Aponim, the halacha is that if they crumble, they become disqualified. Why is the halacha that if they crumble, they're disqualified? So I actually saw two different approaches. One approach is because if they crumble, we don't have all of the chalas. Obviously, if they crumble, part of them will be missing. And if they're missing, we need to have whole chalas. That's one approach. Another approach that I saw is that if you don't have whole chalas, and crumbles, then you're going to have too many challahs. And just like the Torah teaches us that we're supposed to have 40 challahs, we're not supposed to have 41. So if they split, you're going to have more challahs. So actually the two approaches that we just described are really two extremes, two opposites. One is when they crumble, you have too few challahs, and one approach is when it crumbles, you have too many challahs. So the halacha is before the shechita of the carbon tamid, carbon taida, one of the challahs crumbled, yavi lechem acha b'shoichet, bring, replace it. And machlokes, what does it mean to replace it? One approach in the Rishonim, the approach of the Ravid, is that this challah that crumbled should be replaced. It has nothing to do with all the other challahs. The other challahs remain fine. There are other approaches, it seems to be an approach of the Rambam, that if the challah crumbled before the Shechita, it should be replaced. Not only should it be replaced, but all of the challahs should be replaced. And so, Yavi Lechem Acher, the Shechit, bring a different challah or different challahs, and do the Shechita of the Karmel Tamid. However, Mishish Shocht and Nefer Salachma, if after the Shechita the challah broke, Hadam Yizarek, do Zrikas Hadam. But as Rashi says, since at this point you have the challah crumble, so it cannot be used as a carbon taida, so shecht it, so do the Zrika, the shame carbon shlamim, vabosa yarchel, and eat the meat, and again I'm following Rashi's opinion, and eat the meat like a carbon shlamim, which a carbon shlamim is nechal, l'shnei yom v'laylecha, for 2 days and one night. However, yidei nidro lo yotza, you have not fulfilled the carbon tiger, because the carbon tiger needs the loaves, and you don't have the loaves. That's the approach of Rashi. The Shita has a different approach. The Shita's approach, and it'll be appreciated more in a moment in the Gemara, is that the tiger, it cannot be considered a valid carbon tiger, because it's missing from its chalas. However, it automatically then reverts to being a carbon shlamim, and it won't be possible, but you won't have fulfilled the chiyuv of the carbon toida, your obligation to bring a carbon toida. And as the Mefarshim explained, what will be the nafkamina between Rashi's pshat and the Shita's pshat? According to Rashi, as we just explained, it is now a full-fledged carbon shlomim. And once it's a full-fledged carbon shlomim, the halacha is that a carbon shlomim is nechal zitin l'shnei yomim v'laylecha, for 2 days and one night. According to the Shita, it still retains the din of a carbon toida. Maybe yidei nidroi layotso, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, but it does have the din of a carbon toida, and therefore it's only nechal like a carbon toida l'yomim v'laylecha, for 1 day and one night. Well, the lechem puzzle, and obviously the lechem is puzzle. Nizrak Adam, if this breaking of the challah only takes place after the Zrikas Adam, then the halacha is, the carbon is fine, but as we said at the beginning, the kohen has to receive 4 loaves, the halacha is, tayrim and hashalom al haparos. Make sure to give the kohen one of the whole loaves, not one of the broken loaves. Another case. Actually, shochta yotzalachma. If before the shechita, one of the bread was taken out of the right place, and as all the authorities point out of the right place here is outside of Yerushalayim, because given that the carbon toida is kachim kalim, all of Yerushalayim is considered the proper place. So yotza means that it was taken outside of Yerushalayim. So if one of those bread was taken out, if it's before the shechita, machnis v'shachta, just bring it back in and do the shechita. Mishishach the yotzalachma, if after the shechita was taken out, again the same halacha will apply. Hadam yizarek, the dam should be sprinkled. Babas yoicha like carbon shlamim. Yidei nidre liyotza, you have not fulfilled your chiyuv of a carbon toida. And furthermore, yot v'alechem pasol, the lechem is possible. Nizrak Adam, if the lechem was taken out after the Zrikas Adam, here the halacha will be Torah Mimash Mifnei Mashem V'chutz. You have to give the coin, as you said, 4 breads, make sure to give him one of the breads that wasn't taken outside of Yerushalayim. Continues the Braisa. Ashloi shachta nechtma lachma. Before the shchita took place, one of the lechem became tamei. Maybe lechem achav shachta. Replace that lechem that's tamei, and then do the shchita. Misha shachta nechtma lachma. If the lechem became tamei after the shchita, the loch is adam yizorek. Do the zrikas adam. Vabasa yoichel as a korban toida. Videi nidre yotza, and he has fulfilled the chiva neder. And as the Rishonim point out, even though videi nidre yotza shatzitz miratza alatomei, because we've learned many times that halacha is that you can rely on the tzitz when something becomes tamei. So the mefarshim ask, we only rely on the tzitz b'di'evit, but here we're relying l'chatchila to say that this is a good carbon tarida. Why are we relying on the tzitz l'chatchila? Why don't we say that the tzitz should only make it into a carbon shlamim, but not into a full-fledged carbon tarida? So the mefarshim explain, the point that we're saying that we can't rely on a tzitz l'chatchila is on the thing itself that became tamei. Here, the basar itself didn't become tamei. It's only the lechem that became tamei. Since it's not the basar itself that became tamei, we can rely l'chatchila on the tzitz. And, says the Braisa, tarim min atar ala tamei. When we give the kohen his loaves, we have to make sure to give him the tar digger. And as the Midrash Tavit explains, either the reason is because the halacha is that the lechem that's given to the kohen is called truma, and by truma the halacha is you have to do you could do only minat tohar ala tamei, not minat tamei ala tohar. Or since the halacha is that you're going to have to do tenufa with this lechem, the kohen is going to do tenufa with the lechem he receives, he certainly cannot do tnufa with a lechem that's tamei. But now the Gemara makes its point. If, as we've learning from the beginning of the year, it's correct that the shechita oisazika, that the shechita creates an attachment, so why don't we say kiven the hospiku zuluzav shechita? Once the toida and the lechem become attached by the shechita, if so le lechem, once the lechem became tamei, because it was broken or was taken outside of Yerushalayim, tifsalein nami taida. The halacha is that the taida should also become apostle, because if we're learning in our Gemara this concept of zika, that there's an attachment that's created, answers the Gemara, shani taida rachmanu kar Yerushalayim. The Torah itself said that every carbon taida, to a degree, is also considered a carbon shlamin. And since every carbon toida is considered a shlomim, ma shlomim kreven b'bloi lechem, af toida kreven b'bloi lechem. If it was a carbon shlomim, the lechem has no effect on the carbon, because there is no lechem by carbon shlomim. Every carbon tamid, every carbon toida, by the fact that the Torah calls a toida shlomim, the Torah is teaching us that we could use it as a carbon shlomim, and it could be therefore brought without lechem, and therefore the fact that the lechem becomes disqualified doesn't disqualify the actual carbon. Ask Tosfos, but we find that the Torah also calls the kifsei atzeres shlomim, as the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, the shnei kvasim b'nei shana lezevach shlomim. So we should say the same thing. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say that if the shtei lechem become disqualified, the kifsei atzeres are disqualified? Answers the Sfas Emes, based on what Rashi says. He says, a carbon tamid, which is not accompanied with lechem, is not a carbon taida. It's a carbon shlomim. The fact that the Torah labels a taida as a shlomim, the Torah is teaching us that if the taida cannot be brought as a carbon taida, it should automatically be brought as a regular carbon shlomim. However, as far as the Kivsei Kinseris are concerned, says the Sfas, it's a carbon sibber. In fact, it's the only Shalmei sibber. They can't be brought like a regular carbon shlamin, because there is no such carbon as a regular Shalmei sibber that are not part of the Shtei Alechem. The only Shalmei sibber that exists are the Shtei Alechem. And therefore, there's a difference between the Kivsei Atzeres and the carbon Taida. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Imtim Tzulayma Tznufa Tzizika. At the beginning of the year, we discussed a question that Rabbi Yochanan said that Shechita certainly is Tzizika. There was a question if Tznufa creates this attachment. The halacha is, of the Alechem, if the bread becomes lost of the, after the Tznufa, of the kvasim, then the halacha will be that so too the kvasim become disqualified, and vice versa, of a kvasim, if the kvasim become disqualified, of an alechem, the alechem becomes disqualified. There's a discussion here amongst the Rishonim. If such a situation were to occur, can new lechem be baked on yontif? The halacha is that the shtei lechem is baked on yontif. The question is, can Nushtei Alechem be baked as a replacement? Bimtim Tzloimah, continues the Gemara, and if we'll say, the Tznufa Enoi Sezika, the Tznufa does not create this attachment, Hevi Lechem Ekvasim Vehunfu, they brought Lechem Ekvasim, they were all waved together, Vavit Lechem, and then the Lechem gets lost, the Hevi Lechem Acher, so they're going to bring new bread, Oysa Lechem, Tan Tznufa, Oyin Tan Tznufa, will the new lechem require tenufa or not? And the Gemara explains itself. Of the kvasim, if the kvasim were lost, light tevoilach, there is no question that the new kvasim will require tenufa. And this, as the Rishayim explained, is even going according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, that the kvasim, that the lechem, is the main part of the carbon. Still, since, as we discussed in the Mishnah, the kvasim are the matir, the kvasim have to have a new tenufa if they're not the original kvasim that were originally waved. Hitibaylach, the question is of a lechem. If the lechem was lost and it's not being replaced, must there be a new tenufa on this new lechem? The liba, the bananas, says the Gemara, according to bananas, there is no question. Bananas' opinion, as we learned in the Mishnah, was that the kvasim are the main part of this carbon. And since we still have here the original kvasim, and on this original kvasim there was tenufa, there is no question that we don't need to do a new tenufa just because we're bringing new lechem. Ki tibaylach, the question is only a levit of a kiva gonna lechem mikah. The quote of Akiva that says that the lechem is the main thing. Says the Gemara, even though the Akiva holds that the lechem is the main part of the carbon, mai, kiva the lechem ikr, do we say since the lechem is the ikr, and we now have a new lechem on which there was no tenufa, so for this new lechem we have to do tenufa? Oidema, your Akiva will agree that we can't discount the kvasim, because as we said a moment ago, kiva the matirim the day, kvasim inhu, since the kvasim are the matir, because a matir is done through shchita, there's no shchita on lechem, there's shchita on kvasim, kiven the matirim the day, since the matirim of the lechem are the kvasim, and the kvasim lo tzarach tenufa, there won't be a requirement for tenufa on the lechem either, and the Gemara remains with a tekel. Continues the Gemara. Amrei Abaya L'Rova. Maishnoshim, as we said earlier, on the Torah Pashas Emor describes that when they brought the Kabbonis, the Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, many Kabbonis were brought along. There were 7 Kvasim and 2 Parim and 1 Ayil, all brought as a carbon oiler. Besides all of those kabbonis brought as a carbon oiler, one power and two, seven kvasim, one power and two elim were brought as a carbon oilim. And as we've been discussing, two kvasim were brought as a carbon shlom. Ask the Gemara, Maishta shiva kvasim or parva elim, deloy makachi lechem, deloy makri. We've been learning that those aren't what are makadish to lechem, and also they are not what is essential to the carbon shteha lechem. Why only the shtei kvasim, which are brought as the shalmei tzibur, are they the essential connection to the shtei lechem? Amle, to which Rava replied, "Ha'el v'huskus zubatnufa." Since, as we've been learning, they're waved together, that creates that connection. Ask the Gemara, "Vrei toida d'lay huskus zul zubatnufa." The lechem of the carbon taida is not waved together with the carbon taida. Yet we learned earlier in our shir today, the makatshim akva, that they are connected to the degree that if something happens to the lechem, it affects the validity of the carbon taida. So we see that waving together is not the point. Ella, says the Gemara, we compare it to a taida. Ma taida shlamin. Just like the taida is a carbon shlomim, as we said earlier in our shir, and by carbon shlomim, and by taida, which is a form of a carbon shlomim, that's where we see there's a connection between the lechem and the carbon. So too, the shtei lechem and the sham and the shalmei tzibur must be connected. Af hachanami, it's the shlomim carbon that is the connection between that make the lechem kadosh. Ask the Gemara, how can we compare the kifsei atzeres to the carbon that's brought with the shtei alechem to the carbon taida? Midami. Hasam, by a regular carbon taida, you have the carbon taida and you have the loaves. There are no other carbons. Let the zavaka machrin ba'adei. There's nothing else that comes along. Since there's nothing else that comes along, certainly the only way place that there is to have a connection is between the carbon taida and the lechem. However, hicha, as we described a moment ago, dik is vachem achrin ba'day. Besides the two kifsa kvasim that are brought as a carbon shlamim, we have all the other animals that are brought as a carbon oila. Maybe look the shahani vahani. All of them should be needed to be create this connection. Answers the Gemara. The model is from the Ayel Nazir. The halacha is that a Nazir, when he completes his Naziris, he has to bring three kabbonis. A oila, a chatos, and a shlomim. And the shlomim comes along with 20 loaves, 10 chalas, and 10 rikikim. Ma el Nazir. Afagav the ikke zichvokim achrinim. Since, even though by the carbon Nazir, there are the other kabbonis, there's the chatos and the oila, Shlomim hu de mekachi. It's only the shlomim that are mekadish, the loaves that the nazir must bring. Midachrin aloy. None of the other kabbonis are mekadish the lechem. Here too, hachinami, here too, loishna. It's strictly the carbon shlomim that's mekadish the lechem, nothing else. Ask the Gemara for hasam anolam. And where do we know by the nazir that is the halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, because the pasuk says, "This ayil yasa zevach shlomim l'Hashem asal hamatzis melamed shlosamid sal ba'achayv l'ayil." That the challah is connected to the ayil, the shchitas ayil, which is the carbon shlomim, are mekadish the lechem, the fikach, and therefore the halacha is shachto shloim l'shma. If the ayil nozzle was brought improperly, the lechem of the nazir is as well not kaddish. Continue the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Shnei alechem habos b'fnei atzman. If the shnei lechem were brought by themselves, there were no kvasim. Yunfu. Had tenufa should be done. But even though tenufa is done, the tuba tsurasan. We let them become pasul. Most rishonim, and this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, explain tuba tsurasan means that it should wait till the next morning to be burnt. Others say, the Rebbeinu Chananel says, that Tuba Tzurasa means that it's left to be become disfigured, to be left to become moldy. And at that point, once it's Tuba Tsurason, that's when it Yaitz Lebeis Reifa, it's taken out to be burnt. Ask the Gemara. Manushak. Ilachilasyan, if dishtei halechem may be eaten, even if the halacha is that you could bring the, you could eat dishtei lechem, even though there was no, even though no kvasim came along with them, then the halacha is, ask the Gemara lechlinu. So why don't we eat them? Why do we have ibutsura? And if, on the other hand, the sreif asher, if the halacha is that since we don't have the kvasim, the halacha is that it should be burnt, then the sefin alalto, they should burn it immediately. Why, asked the Gemara, lamu ibutsura? What's the, why is the reason that it should have ibutsura? Amarava, to which Rabbi responds, lalam lachila asyun. The truth is that there's no kvasim available, and that's why only the lechem was brought. That lechem lachila asyun may be eaten. However, Rabbi says, gzeira, Chazal made gzeira, Shem yizdamlan kvasim l'shan abo. Maybe next year they'll have kvasim. The yomru, and they'll say, ishtakin, last year lo yachalnu lechem v'lo kvasim. Then we eat lechem last year without kvasim. Achsho, this year as well, nami necho, we should be allowed to eat the lechem without kvasim. Vim lo yadi, and they won't recognize. Dishtakin, lo yav kvasim. Last year they didn't have kvasim, and therefore since they didn't have kvasim last year, that's why they had to, that's why they were allowed to eat the lechem alone. In Yushari, Nafshayu, the lechem is mapped to themselves. Hashtag. However, when there are kvasim, kvasim will be shorvel. And as Rishonim explained, there are two possible concerns. One concern is that they may next year, where there are kvasim available, not bring kvasim at all, not realizing that only last year when there were no kvasim available are they not necessary. But when kvasim are there, when kvasim are available, they're obviously absolutely necessary. Or another way the Rishonim explain is that they'll realize that they have to bring kvasim, but the halach is, as we've been discussing, you may not eat the kvasim until the, you may not eat the lechem until the kvasim are gishachtim. And they won't realize that, and they'll eat the lechem even before. Amar Rava, and Rava brings support for his opinion. Mana aminala, what is the basis for my opinion? The Tanan. Amar Yehuda, Heid ben Bukri b'yavna. Kol kain sheshaykel, as a kain contributes the machzis ha-shekel. We know that every year they were supposed to, everybody was supposed to donate a machzis ha-shekel. He says, kol shayin sheshaykel, any kain that participates, ain't a chayta. He's not doing an aveira. In other words, according to Ben Bukri, they don't have to give the machzis ha-shekel, but if they do, there's nothing wrong. Why did Ben Bukri say this? Because Ben Bukri's opinion is based on the pasuk of kol ha'over al bekudim, only those should give the machzis ha-shekel, and since they weren't included in Oivel Pekudim, they weren't counted together with the rest of Klai Yisrael, they don't give the Machzis Shekel. According to this, says Taisvis, that if so, not only the Kohanim exempt from the Machzis Shekel, but Levium are also exempt from the Machzis Shekel, because Levium were not included in the Oivel Pekudim. The Rabban disagrees. The Rabban says that even the Bukri only speaks about the Kohanim, not about the Levium. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai disagrees. Says loy ki el kol kain she'ena shekel, any kind that doesn't participate in giving the machzis ha-shekel shechaytei, is doing an aveira. And as the Rishonim explained, what is the basis of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion? One pshat is because the pasuk says ze yitnu kol oyral pekudim. Ze is the gematria your days, which means that even the Shevet Levi, which is included. Another approach is because Kol Oivel Pekudim means whoever went through Yam Suf, and the Kohanim Levim also went through Yam Suf. And Taisa says that only the people, there were two types of Machzor Shekel. There are Machzor Shekel for Adonim, that not everybody was included, the Levi and Kohanim were exempt. But the Machzor Shekel for Kabonis, Taisa says, Kohanim and Levim were always included. Actually, there are interesting halakhic ramifications around this discussion. One is that there's a famous Rav Kivega. Rav Kivega says that women don't have to daven Musaf. Rav Kivega says since the Musaf was brought from the Machzor Shekel funds, and since women didn't bring the Machzor Shekel, didn't participate in giving the Machzor Shekel, they don't have to daven Musaf. According to that approach of Rav Kivega, Kohanim would be exempt from that. Kohanim Levim, according to Ben Bukhri, would not have to daven Musaf either. The other question is, the halacha is that we give Machzor Shekel Tainus Esther. The question is, for whom do we have to give Machzor Shekel? The Ramah says, we only give Machzor Shekel for somebody who's 20 years and older. The Bar Tanura, Taisus Yontif, say from 13 years old. Says the Chassam Sofer, that if we say it's based on the pasuk Zayitnu Kol Oyver Al Pekudim, so Zayitnu Kol Oyver Al Pekudim, only people 20 years and older participated in being counted. But if we say like Taisus, that it's based on who participated in giving for the Kabbonis, everybody above Bar Mitzvah gave a Machzor Shekel for Kabbonis, and therefore everybody above Bar Mitzvah should give Machzor Shekel Purim time. The minute many Paiskim say is that we give Machzor Shekel, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, even for women and for young children. So the Gemara continues, Shahal Kahanim Darshan Mikra Zelatman. What was the basis for the Kohanim to say that they don't have to participate in the Machzor Shekel? They say like this. We know that halacha is that Kol Mechas Kohen Kol Ki Eloi Sochel. A Kohen Mechas Kohen must be completely burnt, not eaten. And now we know that the Omer Nishtei Lechem, the Lechem Parim Shlonahim, they're all forms of Kohen Mincha. And if the Kohen will participate in the Machzor Shekel, they're part ownership. And then the halacha will be the Heich Necholim. How may they be eaten? Therefore, they said it's a proof that they don't have to participate in the Machzor Shekel. However, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that what they were saying was incorrect, because since most of the money was given by the Tzibur, it doesn't make a difference if there's coin money mixed in. Or another pshat is that only when a carbon is brought, when a coin brings a carbon mincha, there is a halacha that it should not be eaten. But when the carbon is brought as a carbon Tzibur, the Kabbonist will just identify all Kabbonist Tzibur, there is no halacha that if the coin is an owner, call it to you. But the Gemara stops for a minute. Hani shtei lechem hechidomi. What is the case of the shtei lechem? Ilema bebasim azavach. That's talking about the regular case where the lechem is brought together with the carbon. Or the toid of lechma miloy menad v'kan v'achilei. If the kohanim donate a carbon toidah, and as we've been learning, where the carbon toidah comes, loaves. Do the kohanim not eat from those loaves? The halacha is, of course they do. The reason is because since they don't come independently, they come part of a carbon. The din that a carbon mincha of a kohen should be completely burnt doesn't apply there. It must be that when the kohanim were making this argument regarding the shtei lechem, it was referring to a situation of bris b'fnei atzmam, where they're only bringing the shtei lechem and they're not bringing the animals. The animals aren't available. The tani, and what were the kohanim's argument? That if we will participate in donating, Heich Necholim, how will we be allowed to eat from them?
It's a proof, the lachilashim, that if the shtayalachim is brought alone, they are eaten. And the only reason, says therefore Rava, that the Brisa says that they should be burned, is because of this gezeira. Says the Gemara, Amalei Bayil Oilam Abasim Azalef. It could be referring to a case where the shtayalachim came along with a carbon. But if the shtayalachim came along with a carbon, why is it any different than a lechem that comes along with a carbon taidah? With the kalkashlach mitaidah v'lachma? Answers the Gemara, lachme taidah layikru mincha. The lachme taidah are not considered a mincha, and therefore there is no din that if it belongs to a kayin, they should be completely burnt. However, the shtei alachem are ikru mincha. Shenema, as we know, the Pasuk says, the kirfcha mincha chadosho la'ashem. And therefore, the halacha of the shtei alechem and the halacha of the lechem of the taiga are not the same. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef says that the shtei alechem comes alone, they l'sreif for asking, they ought to be burnt. So if they ought to be burnt, why did the Brisa say, tu b'tzerosim, we should wait? V'hayin etam d'loy safinan, this is the reason that we don't burn it, the fish ain't sarfim kachim b'yontif. Because the halacha is, we don't burn kachim on yontif. So the Gemara could have automatically asked, so why do we have to wait for the next day? We should wait for Matzah Shabbos. But the Gemara asks a different question. Ela Amar Leibayi Midami Hasam Lamitzvos Mekach. If Kachim become possible, the halacha is that if Kachim becomes possible, you're not allowed to burn it. They weren't meant to be burned. They became possible, so they have to be burned. So don't burn it on yontif. Hacha, however, the mitzvos in the kach, where the Torah tells us that if shtei alechem come without the behemoths, they ought to be burnt. L'sefana, then we ought to burn them. Neither to have a parvus Yom Kippurim, that we're allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur, because that is the way that avod is done. Ela, Amar Rav Yosef. Therefore, Rav Yosef gives a different reason. Zei Rishami is damon kvasim lachmikat. Perhaps kvasim will become available to them later that day. And therefore, we delay the burning of the shtei lechem as long as possible. So, if kvasim become available, we'll now be able to bring it properly. Amar Abaya, ask Abaya, Tena kozman agravosam. That's fine all day, the boss achilas sefinu. But afterwards, we should be able to burn it. Why do we have to wait until tomorrow morning? We should be able to burn it that night. Answer to tomorrow, my tubit surasa nam yutani. What does tubit surasa mean? Surasa grifasa. We don't have to wait till the morning. We can indeed burn it that night. Rava, and from here we see that kachim and everything else have different rules. Kachim, noiser, kachim that becomes noiser, the halacha is, cannot be burned until the next morning. Everything else may not be burned on yontif, but can be burned immediately on matzah yontif. This question comes up because let's say somebody forgot to take challah from his bread or his matzahs before yontif, and he takes it off on yontif. We don't have the time to describe what is the proper way of doing it. You can't do a regular afrosha. But now we have challah. According to this, we don't have to wait till the next morning to do the sreifas challah. We could do sreifas challah on matzah yontif immediately. Rava gives a different approach. Lachilasim. The truth is that the shtei halachem that brought along can be eaten, should be eaten. Why does the Brisa say they should be burned? Gzeira mishum derava. The reason is because of the gzeira, la metamei, but not the way he explained it, which we found a difficulty with the shkolim, el mikro. Vama rava, minamimun, the ksiv, mimash visekam tabiu lechem tanufa, bikurim l'shem. Ma bikurim b'fnei atzmam, av shtei lechem b'fnei atzmam. Just like the bikurim are brought by themselves, so too the lechem by themselves. Minar, ma bikurim l'chila, they may be eaten. And the only reason that the Brisa says that they should not be eaten is because we have to worry that next year people may come to make a mistake.